This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. There is a primary election in Iowa on June 2nd, and Democrats will elect a candidate to run against Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst in November. This week, we're talking with the four Democrats who are running. And today, Des Moines businessman Eddie Morrow.
Senator Joni Ernst supports policies that leave Iowans with one arm tied behind our backs.
I'm Eddie Morrow, and I'm here to change that.
Eddie Morrow is a small business owner, but he likes to point out he's also been a teacher and a coach. In 2018, he ran for Iowa's 3rd congressional district, but lost to now Congresswoman Cindy Axney. When asked why he's running for Senate now, he says Iowans are looking for leaders to address problems facing the country.
And this moment in time now is even more critical that we really need some leaders that have done the kind of work that I've done. Our United States Senate remains broken. And both parties are to blame for that. We need to have some leaders that want to go out and actually lead for the people of the state, of this country first, and not be beholden to corporate donors and special interests.
Morrow says his experience is broad and vast, and he points out that he's worked and taught in rural, urban, and suburban Iowa. He owns an insurance brokerage firm with offices across the country.
I work with small business owners in particular in every county in the state. I've been doing that for over 20 years now, helping them not only protect their assets, but also helping them with consulting in their small business endeavors. And we're out reaching out and talking to a lot of small business owners right now in particular about how you weather this particular struggle that we're all in the midst of together. I manage and handle hundreds of billions of dollars of aggregates and assets across this country and work internationally with insurers to protect small business owners. And again, that kind of background, dealing with those kinds of dollars, dealing again with crises of all kinds, whether that's hurricanes or tornadoes or earthquakes or floods, those are things I've been doing for a very long time. That kind of background is also down granularly down right to main streets and town squares, Clay. And I've been working with those main streets and town squares in Iowa for 20 years now.
Morrow says his experience would also help guide him as a senator responding to the coronavirus pandemic.
If I was in the United States Senate, I would have been demanding that we were better prepared, and we were ill-prepared. We had the capabilities in place once upon a time. This isn't something that is brand new to everybody. I know the Trump administration acts like that, you know, nobody could have envisioned this. Well, it was envisioned by some very smart people, and they were working with policymakers and elected officials about how to be prepared, and this administration pretty much wiped that out. I think we also need to make sure, Clay, that we have people that are going to be straight with us and be honest with us, and that's not happening right now. At the federal level, for sure, and even lately, recently, at the state level, I'm a little disappointed in what we're doing now at the state level relative to that. Our website is the only one out there that has a pandemic response plan in it, that we're making sure that we're leaving no stones unturned, that we're making sure that all of our frontline workers are protected, that we're providing a universal basic income to every American that's 18 years of age and older. Throughout the pandemic, right now we've only given $1,200 so far to a lot of folks. Many people are still looking for their $1,200. I'm hearing all the time of people still haven't seen it come through yet. They're asking, who do they go to? There's nobody answering the door for them to get that. So we need a better centralized leadership out of D.C. and we're not getting it right now.
That's Eddie Morrow. He's one of the four candidates running for U.S. Senate next month as a Democrat. Early voting in Iowa has started for the June 2nd primary, and you can learn more about this election at our website, iowapublicradio.org. And tomorrow, we'll feature another profile of one of the Democrats running, real estate executive Teresa Greenfield. Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.